Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come, Father God, to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thanking you for one more day that you have blessed us. One more day, Father God, that you have allowed us to rise and to shine and to give your name all the glory, all the honor, and give your name all of the praise. Father God, we embrace the gift of this brand new day. We thank you for it. Father God, as we come, we ask that you would squash every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come against us this day, Father God, as we stand on the promises of your word to decree and declare and declare and decree that absolutely no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises in judgment, it is already condemned. Thank you for a brand new day. Thank you for another opportunity to serve. We ask that you would anoint our ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, anoint our hearts to receive, and Father God, most of all, our spirits to obey. Thank you, Father. We commit this day into your hands. We commit this service into your hands. We commit our lives in your hands, our destiny, everything, Father God. We commit back to you, Father, because we know that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ever ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Thank you, Father. Now, Lord, as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And the church said, amen, amen, and amen. I'd like to say good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the sky. God's name is great, 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 and God's name is greatly to be praised. We welcome you to the breakfast table. Have a seat. Amen. Enjoy the services. Amen. We're here every morning. Amen. The Holy Ghost is serving a breakfast for champions. And we know that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Glory be to God. And it is my pleasure to serve this morning. Amen. As your host and your kingdom coach. Amen. And amen. Bless the Lord. All right. All right. All right. Glory be to God. We saw on yesterday. Amen. Still following Jesus, still following his tracks. Glory be to God. After he had completed his 40 days of prayer, 40 days of fasting, led into the wilderness by the Spirit to be tempted of the devil on the devil's territory. Amen. Hallelujah. He fought a good fight of faith. He fought the fight with the word. Amen. And he won. Amen. Glory be to God. And amen. The Bible says he came up out of the wilderness in Luke chapter number 4. Now we see here where Jesus, amen, came up out of the wilderness. Glory be to God. He went straight to the synagogue, amen, reading the word of God, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, amen. Glory be to God. Focused the whole time, launched this ministry, ready to go, ready to go, amen. Then we saw, glory be to God, on yesterday, how he was confronted, amen, by a demon in the church, a demon-possessed person sitting in church, okay? Lord, that's something to make you, like, really, Wanda, okay? And he dealt with that, amen? Then we see how he was approached by a mob of so-called Christians. These weren't street people. These were people that went to church. They came from the synagogue. So you see, unsaved folks go to church, amen? Religious people go to church. Carnal people go to church. Okay, glory be to God. It's not if you go to church, beloved. The question is the church in you? Glory be to God. But and we saw here how they confronted Jesus to the point where they actually, amen, took Jesus up, glory be to God, to the top of the town, the Bible says. Well, they drove him, amen, glory be to God, chased Jesus to the top of the town, and it was their intentions of throwing him overboard. They was going to throw him off the mountain. They was going to throw him down from the high rise, okay, if they had the power to do it, glory be to God, but they couldn't because Jesus maneuvered, amen, right around them, amen, glory be to God, came in and out, and they never saw him coming, and they never saw him leaving. Amen. Now, beloved, amen, here we see all this confrontation, amen, with these individuals, demons, all up in Jesus' face, all of this after his fasting. See, after he, fasting promotes you in the spirit. It promotes you in the spirit. It gives you elevation, glory be to God, new places, new levels, amen. But I just want to come this morning, beloved, to equip you, amen, and edify you, amen, the body of Christ, amen, so that you will not be surprised, glory, and be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove, to know that with your new levels, you are going to experience some new devils. And we see that this is what was happening here in Jesus' life. Right straight up out of the wilderness, right straight up out of his promotion, right straight after 40 days of fasting, 40 days of victory, amen, three bouts with the devil, took the devil out, TKOs, glory be to God, and immediately after that, glory be to God, here come the new devils, glory be to God, beloved, hallelujah, I come to tell you this morning, glory be to God, that when your season comes, or when that blessing comes, that blessing you've been waiting for, amen, got just what I wanted, got just what I wanted, when the victory reports start to coming in, glory be to God, when your gift begins to make room for you, glory be to God, when that fresh anointing touches your life, I come, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah, to give you some words of wisdom this morning, stay sober, come on somebody, stay alert and be warned. Glory be to God. The Bible says, watch and pray. For the enemy of your soul will not take it sitting down. Oh, no, he ain't going to sit down and say, oh, doggone it, they got the victory. Oh, doggone it, they just completed 21 days of fasting. Oh, my God, they got what they wanted. They got the breakthrough. They got the healing. They got the money. They got the increase. They got it. Man, no, he ain't going to like it. I'm just going to tell you right now. See, the Bible says, amen, that Satan left Jesus for a season. He was planning on coming back. Yeah, I come to tell you right now, he planned on coming back to visiting to you again, too. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us that the devil walks to and fro, beloved, like a roaring lion, seeking whom he shall devour. See, every day, he's looking for the weakest chain, the link in the chain. He's looking for somebody that's not focused, somebody who has taken their eyes off Jesus, somebody who's got a little cocky, amen, with their blessing, somebody who's got, you know, a little spiritual arrogance now, somebody that feel like, hey, I just came off 21 days of fasting, I can lay back now. No. Beloved, there is a hierarchy in the kingdom of darkness. And beloved, that consists of rulers. Ephesians 6 tells us it consists of authority, cosmic powers, and they govern the dark and the evil forces, beloved, those spiritual forces of evil. And when the Lord Jesus lifts you up to a new level, and he will lift you up to a new level, because prayer and fasting will take you there. Glory be to God. You must also understand and be not ignorant of the fact that your level of opposition will change. Somebody say new levels, new devils. Now, don't get scared. Now, this is not to scare you, because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. Don't let that discourage you, beloved, because we read in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 59, verse number 19, it says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. So when you reach your new level, your opposition will be greater. Glory be to God. But your measure of grace will also be greater. Glory be to God. Beloved, we read the story of Paul. Glory be to God. And Brother Paul, we thank God for Brother Paul. Amen. Responsible for writing 2/3 of the New Testament. Glory be to God. The Bible tells us, amen, that he was snatched into the third heaven. Hallelujah. When he got there, he heard things, the Bible said, that could not be uttered into words. He heard things that were unlawful for a human being even to utter. Glory be to God. And when he came back, the Bible says, right after that glorious experience, that heavenly experience, there was a thorn given in his flesh, a messenger from our enemy. Isn't that something? To pound away at him. And so why? That thorn in the flesh was given to Paul. So why? So that Paul would not be conceited. Because you know, we ain't careful now. Our blessings will make us a little conceited now, because that flesh ain't nothing but flesh. That flesh ain't nothing but flesh. And the Bible tells us, beloved, not one, not two, but three times. Three times. There's something about that number three. Remember when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane and Jesus prayed the same prayer three times, Father, be thy will, remove this cup from me, remove this cup from me, remove this cup from me. Well, here, beloved, the Bible tells us that Paul begged the Lord three times to take this thorn in the flesh, whatever it was. Some people say everybody had their own opinion. Amen. Some people say it was his sight. And glory be to God. We don't know, but whatever it was real thorny. It was real thorny. But what did God say? God did not remove the thorn in Paul's flesh, but he responded to Paul by saying, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is brought to perfection in weakness. Come on, somebody. For when I am weak, then am I strong. Beloved, I come to tell you this morning that your favor is bigger. Your anointing is at a higher level. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So my message to you this morning, beloved, is that your level of prayer, now you got to write this down this morning now, because the devil cometh. Now, look, we just might as well tell you. We can't sugarcoat this thing. No, it is what it is. We ain't going to sit back and say the devil might come. Just be ready, you know. No, the devil coming, because he walking to and fro, all right? He coming. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And even with you completing 21 days of fasting, one day of fasting, you ain't even got to fast. He's still coming. He particularly coming after you, the ones of you who turned your plates down, because he trying to teach you a lesson. He trying to be the boss. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Write this down, beloved, and it's going to help you win. It's going to help you win every time. Guaranteed, you'll never lose. Your level of prayer must match your level of opposition. Did you get it? Let me repeat it for those of you taking notes. Your level of prayer must match your level of opposition. Beloved, don't let your blessing become your weakness. Don't let your blessing become the cause of complacency in your life. Keep chasing God. Keep chasing God. Chase him before the fast, during the fast, after the fast. I'm chasing after you. Keep chasing God. Chase him when you feel like it. Chase him when you don't feel like it. Chase him. Glory be to God. Keep seeking God's presence.
continually. Glory be to God. Whether you are being blessed, beloved, or you have been blessed already, or you waiting for a blessing. Huh? Glory be to God. Either you're going in, you're already in, or you're coming out. Glory be to God. Don't make a difference where you are. Keep God first. Somebody say, keep God first. Keep God first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these other things shall be. Somebody say, keep God first. No, your boo don't go first. Your spouse don't go first. I know you love them. They don't go first. I'm sorry. I know you love them babies. Them babies don't go first. Your money don't go first. Come on. Your church don't go first. Come on. You don't go first. Somebody say, keep God first. New levels, new devils. That's the bona fide truth. Because if it happened to Jesus, you best believe it's going to happen to you. Jesus was experienced devils, amen. He never experienced until after, amen, he was promoted to a new level through fasting and prayer. New levels, new devils. When God starts working in you, when God starts working through you, you become a threat to the enemy. Oh, your face is on his most wanted bulletin board. And your place of safety, your refuge before, your refuge during and after the breakthrough, and the blessing should always be right under the blood of Jesus. You got to stay under the blood. So, baby, let me tell you something. You got to stay up under the blood. Oh, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood will never lose its power. Glory be to God. Because if you stay up under the blood, beloved, hallelujah, not even the devil himself can touch you. He wanted to touch you. He can't get to you. Because you are dwelling in the Lord's house. Come on, somebody. Psalms 91. You are dwelling in the Lord's house. Satan, you got to bust up in here, baby, if you're going to get me, if you're going to touch me. I am unable to be touched by evil. Ah, come on, somebody, because the curse caused this will not come. No rulers, no authorities, no principalities or evil spirits can stand before an almighty God. They can stand before you, but they can't stand before an almighty God. See? But the key for us, beloved, is to stand under the protection of the Almighty. Psalms 91, that's right, go back to it. It won't hurt you to read Psalms 91 every day until you memorize that baby. Glory be to God. Psalms 91 and the blood of Jesus Christ at all times. Beloved, what we see happening here unfolding in Jesus' life on his new level, because his ministry was launched. Amen. Glory be to God. He was kicking it off for 3 years and he was going to go to the cross. He was on a new level. Amen. But we see during the next 3 years, beloved, hallelujah, he had a lineup of new devils. I come to tell you, glory be to God, in your promoted state, and it's a good place. We're in a good place right now because we're in a place we've never been. We've been promoted and we're going to keep on getting promoted. Hallelujah. But with your new level, be prepared. Amen. For new devils, beloved. He lifts you up for his glory. And when the people around you begin to see the hand of God over your life, now your life becomes a living testimony. We talked about testifying for the last 2 days. Huh? Your life is a testimony. People talking about you, baby. Oh, they see it. They see what God's doing. See, God is being glorified in your life. See, but on the other hand, you're now a threat to the devil. See, because now you taking people out of his kingdom, drawing them into the Lord's kingdom, and he don't like that. He don't like that. So he don't send the baby demon. He don't send the adolescent demon. He's sending the grandfather demon for you now. He's spending that real experience, that smooth copacetic demon, that good-looking demon. Shoot. He'll send that rich demon, whatever he can get, whatever demon he can get in. That's what he's going to get. That's what he's going to send. New levels, new devils. Glory be to God. Your life begins to be a ministry all by itself. and God will prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. Those who plotted against you will see that you reach new levels. Remember on Sunday, I don't know how many of you was here with me on Sunday. Amen. Glory. People don't like it. People don't like it when God start blessing you. That's why everybody can't go where you're going. Everybody just can't go because they don't want to go. Because they don't even want to see you go. They just said they hate it. See, as long as you stay mediocre, as long as you stay calm, as long as you stay nonchalant, they cool with you. But when you start being promoted into new levels with God, new places, new dimensions with God, oh, glory be to God, the blessings of the Lord overflowing, people don't like it. Glory be to God. New heights. See, hallelujah. But despite their plans, beloved, ask Haman, despite their plans, hallelujah, they will know that you serve the living God. Ask Daniel. Oh, glory be to God. Ask anybody that held in there. Your enemies will know. Your friends will know. Everybody going to know, and you going to know too. God is a miracle-working God. He is the King of kings. He is the Lord of lords. But remember, beloved, remember, do not take it for granted. Do not take your promotion for granted. Do not take your walk with God for granted. Do not take your responsibilities, amen, with God to remain in prayer, amen, and remain in fasting. Remain close to him, seeking his presence. Huh? Make sure there's no space created between you and God. You don't want to follow him from a distance. You want to stay close to God. Close. Hallelujah. Because the devil will not sit back and just watch. Now, I just want you to know that. Now, some people sit back and watch to see how it's going to unfold. The devil ain't going to do that. The devil's going to try to stop you. See, he's going to try to get you to lose your blessing. He said, you got it, but watch me take it. Because he's a thief. He comes to steal, to kill, to destroy. Oh, you got it. Oh, okay. So you won that round. Okay, you won that round. Okay, I give it to you. The devil sit back and say, I give it to you. You won. You pressed in. You got what you wanted. Got more than what you wanted. Oh, yeah, you got a big blessing. He said, but watch me take it. And he looks for ways. He's looking to and fro, making circles around you, looking for a dent in your armor, looking for your weak spot, waiting for you to get a little bit lazy. Amen. Glory be to God. Feel like, you know, you're in your place now. The Lord has brought you into your large place. Hey, I don't need to pray that much no more. I got what I want. I don't need to do all that no more. Shoot, I got what I wanted. Wrong answer. Wrong answer. We must continue in a state of hunger and thirst. He who hunger and thirst after righteousness. So, beloved, in my closing this morning, hallelujah, your intensity must match that of your enemy. The violence, take it by force. Violence only respect violence. When the devil gets tough with you, you got to get tough with him. That's what the word is saying here. You got to get tough with him. I know, I'm a Christian. I can't do that. Baby, if you don't fight, you're going to lose. If you don't fight, you're going to lose. That's why he said, fight the good fight of faith. That's why the word says fight the good fight of faith. So if you don't fight, you're going to lose. So if the devil want to bump it up, you bump it up. Oh, he want to go there? Let's go. I declare war. Let's begin the rumble. And we ain't talking about no flesh and blood. Y'all know that. Hallelujah. Beloved, your prayer life must match or even be greater than the evil that the devil throws your way. When God lifts you up to a new level, you must understand that the devil will rise his level of opposition against you. New levels, new devils. Your opposition not only, beloved, hallelujah, prowls to and fro, looking for whom he may devour. But that devil, he there, not walking to and fro, he also is throwing fiery darts. Now, he's nasty. He don't play fair. Walking to and fro, waiting to pull you down. And while he walking to and fro, he firing fiery darts all at the same time and all at you. You. Y-O-U. That's you and me. Yep. Anybody who act like they trying to get close to the guy, he said, I'm coming for you. He said, I'm coming for you. Jesus said that the thief only comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So, beloved, you cannot be praying on a level down here when your opposition is fighting you on a level up here. You can't be looking and fighting downward and the enemy is upward. Glory be to God. You need to raise your game. Write that down. Don't forget it. Say, I need to raise my game. I'm raising my game. What you doing today? Well, I'm raising my game. Glory be to God. How you doing that? How you doing that? I'm praying at a higher level. That's how I'm doing that. Higher level. Praise and worship God at a deeper level, beloved. Search God and chase after him in a way like never, ever, ever before. And when it comes to growth as a Christian, beloved, we all of us, Lottie Dottie and everybody, we all have room to grow. And we must grow. And we must grow. And we must grow. Jesus grew in stature with God and with man. Jesus grew. We got to grow. You can't stop growing. Oh, it's a terrible thing when you stop growing. You see people out here, they stop growing mentally. They stop growing. You know, glory be to God. If somebody stops growing physically, that's really a problem. You're the same physical form you was 10 years ago. When you was 12, you 22. Something's wrong. Continual growth. We must seek after a higher level of faith. We must seek after a higher level of obedience. We must seek after a deeper relationship with the Holy Spirit. We must have a burning prayer life and a more intense outreach to the lost, to win the lost at any cost. Beloved, there's always a new level, always a higher level to be reached and with our walk in Christ. I hear the song, a higher place in God. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beloved, let us stay desperate. Let us stay desperate, chasing after God, a deeper relationship, a closer relationship, a new level. Amen. Where we can have burning bush experiences, a desire. Hallelujah. To get to the new level, we can enter into the lion's den of life's problems and know that we will not be moved. We will not be shaken. We will not be afraid. Hallelujah. We desire to be a servant in the Lord's kingdom, to live a life of purpose so that we can hear the words, well done, my good and faithful servant. Beloved, this is my heart's desire, and I pray it is yours too. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, we are not naive to the enemy's ways. Hallelujah. We are not ignorant of the devil's devices. He will not simply step aside and let us get to a higher level of faith. He will not going to step aside and let us have an improved prayer life without a fight. We must be fully aware of his schemes. Hallelujah. Schemes that are designed to discourage you. Schemes that are designed to discourage you. Designed to make you doubt. Schemes that come to tempt you into falling out of God's perfect will for your life. Glory be to God. But even then, beloved, we are not afraid. We are not living in fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and sound mind. We are not anxious. Why? Because 1 John 4:4 says, greater is he that lives in me than he who is in the world. So, beloved, hallelujah. God, hallelujah, may lift you up to a new level. Hallelujah. And that devil might rise up to a new level of opposition against your life. But I come to tell you this morning, victory is yours. Victory is yours. victory through Jesus Christ. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We are more than a conqueror through Christ who strengthens us. Put on the full armor of God at all times. Hallelujah. Thank you. And hold on to this scripture here, Philippians 1 and 6. Hallelujah. He who has begun a good work in me will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the word of God on today. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we are not afraid. New levels, new devils. Amen. Hallelujah. But as Jesus overcame every devil by the word, amen. Hallelujah. We overcome too because we are overcomers. And we are not afraid. We are not backing up because of a devil. We're not going backwards because of a devil. But we are going forward. We are pressing in. Father God, and we're going to take every devil down, because if God be for us, who can be against us? Thank you for the precious word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Thank God for the word. Hallelujah. And the word will never return until God, hallelujah, empty. But it will always return to him, mission accomplished. Amen and amen. Please meet us at the altar of prayer today at 12 o'clock and then back at 9 o'clock. Amen. Two times today we'll be praying at the altar of prayer. Amen. Come on and join us. Let us pray with you, pray for you, touching and agreeing. Look, even if you don't have a prayer request, call in anyhow. Touch and agree for somebody else in need. That's Christian love. Not just calling in when you have a prayer request. Can you call in and touch and agree for somebody else that got a prayer request? Beloved, you see what's happening in Turkey with the earthquakes? You see what's happening in Baltimore? They were trying to take the whole city of Baltimore out yesterday, the whole cotton-picking city. I mean, it is turmoil all around us, turmoil all around us. I have never in my life seen, I don't know if these airplane pilots cheating on the test and really don't know how to fly a plane. Because over the last 2 weeks, you had four airplanes almost had collisions. Airplanes colliding with airplanes. Now, somebody don't know how to be a pilot. We don't know if they drunk. We don't know if they cheated on the test. We don't know if they got the devil flying. All we know is we living in some scary times if you're looking at the conditions. See? And so, beloved, we're not going to be afraid, but we're going to pray. We're going to pray. Please, come on. Let us pray and continue to pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Amen, hallelujah. We're going to be doing something a little bit different tomorrow. Amen, nevertheless. Amen. Lord's willing, we'll be here. Amen. Come on and join us. Amen. In Jesus' name. Father God, thank you for the service. Thank you for the word. Thank you for your people. If you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardoning of your sins, come on now. New levels, new devils. Make sure you're not the devil. Come on. Give your life to Christ. Amen. Just ask him to forgive you for your sins. You believe that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, and you accept him and you invite him into your heart. Amen. To live and to serve. There it is. That's it. It's so simple. If a man believe in his heart, confess with his mouth the Lord Jesus, he shall be saved. Amen. And that's the beginning of your new life with Christ. Amen and amen. All right. Hallelujah. Father God, we say thank you. We bless you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. It will not take root. It will not prosper. And it will not come to pass. We're not afraid of the new devils, but help us to be as wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. Help us, Father God, to make sure that the devil does not steal the blessing that we waited so long to get from you. Because he's coming for us, but we ready for him. But we ready for him in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And we seal this prayer. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.
and Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I love you. Thank you for allowing me to serve you today. Everybody have a good day. Walk in the blessing, because the blessing manifestation, it is already here. Love you. Have Bible. Bye.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
I want you to know it won't work. Ooh, no.
There just ain't one.